You're listening to the Shoot for Success Photography Podcast, and on today's episode, we're finishing up our pricing series with the biggest objection that I hear about going into in-person sales, which is, if you do it, it has to be salesy. We're going to talk about why that isn't the case at all and how sales is actually a service for your clients. So, stay tuned. Hi, I'm Sean Brown, and if you had told me years ago that I would be a professional photographer today, I would have said that you were crazy. Since then, I've been able to grow my photography business to six figures per year and haven't looked back. Now, with over 8 years of experience of figuring out what to do and more importantly, what not to do, I help photographers build the thriving photography business that they've always dreamed of so that they can have more time, flexibility, and freedom to do what they truly want to do. And you want to know the best part? I'm showing you how to make that happen for yourself in this audio series. This is Shoot for Success. Hey there, photography friend. Sean Brown here. Really excited to bring you our last episode in the training series all about pricing. How do you ultimately, at the end of the day, make more money and book more clients as a result of where you are priced? So this is the last episode of the pricing series. Next week, by the way, we have an amazing episode for you dropping. It's with my good friend Andrew Funderburg, who created Fundy Designer. So that's dropping next week. We're going to kind of keep the pricing thing going a little bit because Fundy is on a mission to help photographers make an extra 50K this year. Yes, extra, not just total. So this is going to be an amazing episode. Make sure that you stay tuned for that one with Andrew. It goes live next week. So if you haven't already subscribed or liked the podcast, whether it's on iTunes or Spotify, whatever you use, make sure to do that because that's an episode that is only going to help you at the end of the day. How do you sell more wall art? How do you do album designs quicker, more easily? And again, it kind of ties into this whole concept that we've been covering over the last few weeks in the pricing series, which is how do you take your prices? How do you actually position this as a positive in the brand, even if it's a little bit higher than what everybody else is charging? Because if you're like a lot of the photographers I work with, well, chances are you see lower prices, more digital files, and how we can actually use our pricing to go against the grain a little bit, to actually have our customers, our clients see us as the go-to option. So we're going to dive into that. This is the last episode, and we're touching on why in-person sales does not have to be salesy. So this is something that I hear, especially if you are just getting into in-person sales. And what we'll do in this episode is we'll kind of touch on three of the big reasons of why people feel like this. And more importantly, if this is something that you want to do, which at the end of the day, you should be saying yes, because the in-person sales and offering photography products is by far and away the most effective way to create a thriving six-figure photography business. In fact, it's one of the pillars that if I didn't do this, I wouldn't be to where I am today. And neither would a lot of other photographers. And so if you want to dive into this, what I encourage you to do is head over to seniorphotographyeducation.com/CEO. I've got my training happening actually today when they start dropping inside of the portal. So CEO is starting today if you're listening to this when the podcast airs. And with that, myself, along with 21 other incredible industry photographers, are covering a myriad of topics. And mine just happens to be on sales without being salesy. How do you position yourself as the brand that you are actually doing your clients a service by offering them the in-person sales process, by introducing photo products into your business, all of that. And when you enroll through my link, not only that, but I'm also giving you access to my bonus training, The Art of Selling. You guys also get access to the entire mastermind, but more importantly, that Art of Selling training is exactly the steps, how to structure your collections, what products to put in, and it's basically your roadmap to a six-figure per year business. So again, you can head to seniorphotographyeducation.com/CEO. That'll take you to the bonuses page. All right, let's get into it. With in-person sales, one of the things that I often hear is that when we don't step into sales, and when I see photographers struggling to do this, they often have a preconception that if you do sales, that therefore means that you have to be salesy. Raise your hand if you're of the belief that in order to do sales, you have to be salesy, right? And perhaps this stems from many things. Perhaps you walked into a car dealership one time and the salesperson really like hard sold you on getting this car, right? And it just felt sleazy. And one of the things that we often don't recognize is that we've actually had friends sell to us, or we've had individuals sell to us in our life where it actually made a huge difference in our lives. And so one of the things that we often do is we equate it with the negative, with the sleaze, the scumballs, the, you know, like list goes on, and or the scumbags, I should say. And the list goes on. But one of the things that we have to acknowledge is that there are actually times where you don't have to be salesy. In fact, you shouldn't be salesy. And you're actually in a position of serving your clients a little bit better. Because at the end of the day, selling is actually a service. And by not selling, we're actually doing our clients a disservice. And we'll go into that in a little bit. But I want you to think of a time where maybe you are making a big purchase, a big investment, and chances are you turn to an expert, right? Maybe you were buying a home, or maybe you were, again, hopefully making a big purchase, right? Whatever comes to mind. And think of like you're going out and buying a new home, or you're building a new home, and what do? What's the first thing that you go out and do? Well, you find somebody who's well-versed in the home buying process. You find a realtor. You find out who are the reputable builders, right? You find a contractor maybe who's going to go in with you and inspect the house to make sure everything is up to snuff. And one of the things that we often don't realize is that the reason that we're doing this is because they're the expert. They know what it is that you should be looking for. They're able to guide you through the process more easily than if you weren't going through this together with them. Because if you just kind of sat back and just, you know, made the decisions yourself, well, chances are you're probably not going to end up in the best position possible. You might overlook things. You might not know every of the details to look for when you're, you know, before you're signing the papers, all of that. And one of the things that we also have to acknowledge is that you are the expert. You are the expert regardless if you think of yourself as an expert or not, because you, at the end of the day, know more than your clients. Your clients, chances are, this is the very first time that they have ever gone through the senior photography process. Or perhaps they've been through it before, but it certainly wasn't with you, and it was with one of those photographers that just kind of hands them the disc of images, and they were left up on their own. And when you have clients who don't really know what to expect, well, they have no idea of what they're doing, and without you, they'd have no idea what not to do or what to do. And so if you are there as the expert, what you are doing is you are acting in service of them. And one of the things that we say about sales is sleazy or it's salesy, that's only true if it's not in your client's best interest. And the fact that you're actually thinking about this means that you're not salesy because you do have their best interest in mind. In fact, you're trying not to be salesy or sleazy or a scumbag. And do you think that those people that are like the snake oil salesmen and all that stuff have your best interest at heart? Well, probably not. So there you know that you aren't salesy. You're actually shying away from trying to be salesy. And so one of the things that you have to do is you have to acknowledge that you are actually going to be acting in service to your clients. And one of the things that I remember is I go back to this one particular instance, and it was with a client, and their daughter was heading off to school. She was going to be in the Midwest. I'm on the West Coast, so, you know, 2,000-3,000 miles away, and she was their only daughter. And one of the things that they came into the portrait session was that they wanted her personality to be captured. They wanted these to be memories. And oftentimes we see this with clients, especially when we start attracting clients that value what we do, is they're less about the transaction and about the session itself of the actual process of taking photos, and much more about what is this going to mean long term? How is it that they're going to make sure that their daughter's legacy in their house lives on even after she's gone? And they came to me, and I remember during the whole session, mom and dad are both there. They were a part of it from start to finish. And I remember that we sat there, and one of the things that happened was that they referred to their kid as the miracle child. It was a kid that they didn't know what was going to happen. It was a kid that they weren't sure was going to be there, because they weren't sure that she was even going to make it into their lives, much less be here 18 years later. And we sat down at the sales session a couple weeks after her actual session experience, and we were walking through all the products and showing them exactly what it is that we can do. And we did some wall art mock-ups. So for every single client, I show them an album design, and I also show them wall art. So pro tip, by the way, if you're not doing that, start doing that for your clients. And one of the mock-ups that I always do is a 6-piece metal print collection that's actually hanging up in my studio. And so I put the same designs, I put the same shape, or, you know, the same sizing, you know, 24 by 24, 24 by 36, 16 by 24, et cetera, right? It's a 6 grouping. And with this, I put her images in it. And immediately the family goes, oh, actually, you know what? We're doing this in, we're thinking of repainting our living room. And you know what? Well, we've got to take it down some wall art anyways. Let's see if it fits in there. And one of the things that they're doing is they're kind of looking up at the 6 collection and then kind of looking down at the pricing. And in my head, I'm thinking, oh, crap, well, all right, it's too expensive for them. They're thinking about it. They're probably not going to go for it. And I said, nope, you know what? They're going to go for it, right? Changing my mindset on that. I'm going to just do what I can to serve them and see if this is what is the best route for them, right? Not how can I sell this to them, but rather, is this the best right route for them? And a few minutes goes by, and I remember them saying, let's do this, let's design this. And so we actually were able to pull up an old photo that they had of their living room. Kind of, they were, again, doing the redesign. So typically I prep my clients in advance of doing this, but they were wanting to paint it. And so they had some photos of, like, basically, you know, they could send into to Bear or whatever to match the paint color and all that. And we put it into the software and we designed it right there on the spot. And the mom and daughter had to leave early. She's heading off to, like, rowing practice or something like that. So they had to get out of the studio early. And I remember the dad sitting there. And as he's handing me the check or swiping the credit card, I forget which it was. It was about a $5,000, $6,000 sale. And one of the things that he says to me is, we are so grateful that we went with you. We're so thankful that we found you, because we would not have been able to do that ourselves. And it would meant the world having you be able to walk us through this, and something that we're going to see every single day and remember our daughter by. And I thought that that was so powerful, because not only are we missing the opportunity to serve our clients, but more importantly, when we act in service to our clients and what it is that we're offering, we're able to completely change their experience. And when we go into this mindset of, well, in order to do sales, I need to be salesy, we actually miss out on the opportunity of serving our clients, and we're actually holding ourselves back. And to go a step further, we're actually not serving our clients. to the best of our ability. And so if you aren't doing in-person sales and still have this false narrative that you are giving your absolute most to your clients, I'm not saying that you're not giving to your clients or that it's a great experience for your clients, but there is more that you could be doing. And only when you step into in-person sales is that ability to completely serve your clients to the fullest of your potential actually unlocked. And one of the reasons why it is the most effective way to create a thriving six-figure business is because you are going beyond in terms of serving your clients. How many photographers are capable of just giving the digital files? Every single photographer out there. How many photographers are willing to step into the sales process, to offer photography products? Not very many. And so in and of itself, the process of you going through this with your clients is actually not of that of one who is salesy, but rather someone who is more willing to serve their clients. And shouldn't that be what you're after? The second thing of why in-person sales doesn't have to be salesy is I so many times hear that you hate forcing clients to buy anything, right? If we sit down in the sales process, I'm forcing them to buy something that they don't want to buy. And I always ask this question, are you actually forcing them? And really think about it. Are you forcing them to buy anything? And you'll quickly come to the realization that you're actually not forcing them to buy anything. You are simply there asking questions to help them arrive at what the best solution for them and their family is. If they want an album, you're there to provide that opportunity. If they want wall art, you're there. If they want to just do the digital files and a few acrylic blocks or storyboards or whatever it may be, again, you are there to serve them. And you also have to approach the sales session from a point of service. So it kind of goes back to number one. And only if you are not acting in service, acting in their best interest, do you even present the opportunity to force your clients into anything. And you are not there sitting and telling them exactly what to do. What you're going to do is you are just there to, again, help facilitate that decision-making process for them. Now, you could very well say, well, yeah, but what if it's pressure or anything like that? Well, they still have the ability to walk out of the door and not be a part of it. But at the same time, what happens is that you were there because they ultimately wanted what it was that you had to provide. You didn't force them to book you. You didn't tell them that they had to work with you. There are a million other photographers out there. You didn't tell them that they had to be sitting here right now. And as long as you're transparent, as long as you don't hide your pricing and are completely open with what's going to happen from start to finish, well, you are right there not forcing them to do anything. You have given them all the information and they have made the decision that is best for them. And you can say, well, what if what if they don't want like the images or anything like that? Well, I can use the counter argument and say, well, aren't you doing the exact same thing by charging a session fee then? Because you actually haven't created the images for them. They're just seeing the work on your portfolio, your website, or your Instagram. They haven't made any decision on if they like the photos or not, but you're asking for that session fee up front. So there's a disconnect in the logic, right? Because if you went by that logic, well, then technically they shouldn't actually pay you until the end of the photo session. And you're actually putting yourself in a better position of forcing your clients not to buy anything. And yeah, we can, go down the whole rabbit hole of like minimum order requirements and, protecting yourself that way. And that's a whole nother debate and everything. But technically, you're putting them in a better position because if they truly don't like anything, if you really didn't live up to your session experience, well, they could walk out of there with the session fee. You know, say they're paying you $1,000 for the photos. Well, if they don't like the session, you've already kind of given all your time, right? There's almost a higher stakes for that of not upsetting them. With sales, we could always redo a shoot and tons of different things that we can work through to make sure that our clients are happy at the end of the day. But you're not there forcing them to do anything. In fact, they are there from their own autonomy. It's their decision-making process that led them to you as the right decision for what they were looking for out of senior portraits. And then the third reason of why in-person sales doesn't have to be salesy stems from this statement that, well, I could do sales, I can do all that, but why even bother? Because I don't like upselling. I don't like forcing my clients or having them buy anything that's extra, right? It feels kind of slimy to me, where you say, hey, here's your collection, and then do you want to buy this and this and this? And let's just stop it right there, because if you are doing sales correctly, you should never be upselling. You should only be providing them an opportunity of what is possible. So upselling is like, hey, buy this and this and this and this, versus if you are just acting, again, back to point number one, in service to your clients, all that you're doing is just showing them the options of what's available. All that you're doing is showing them, hey, we have this thing. Would you like that? Would that be beneficial to you in your session? Is the album that corresponds with your wall art that you can have for generations to come something that you'd like to make sure we include in your portrait session? They have the opportunity to say no. And upselling often gets equated with just showing them what are the possibilities. We, again, are the magicians. We can have the ability to visualize what their spaces will look like, what images would look best in certain spaces and whatnot. Our clients don't have the ability to do that. And they don't know professional photography. In fact, they might not even have thought about how to display their images. And how freeing is it when they have someone who is there to show them all of the possibilities? The album design, the wall art, how we can put certain images together to create this amazing, spectacular display in their homes. You are there to guide them and to ask them questions. And they're ultimately the ones to make the decision if they want to add anything above what the minimum that they want is. You are not there sitting saying, hey, how can I upsell them? How can I make more money? All that sort of thing. You, again, are there to say, let me show them what I'm capable of doing. And if they want it, then that's where they'll end up. So it's not salesy. But rather it is service. So that's all I got for you guys today. Let me know. I've got little Spotify Q&As turned on and all that stuff. Let me know if you liked this pricing series, but more importantly, head over to Senior Photo Education over on Instagram and leave me a DM if this was helpful. If you found this to be insightful, I would love to hear from you. Let me know what your favorite parts of the pricing series were, if you're making any big changes, whatever it is, would love to hear from you. And then again, I hope to see you inside of CEO. So if you're looking to take your business to that six-figure mark and you're not really sure, well, first of all, how to structure your collections, what products to offer, how to even price yourself, all that, well, I urge you to make sure that you enroll in CEO at seniorphotographyeducation.com/CEO. Links in the show notes as well. So if you want to just be lazy like me and click it, that's awesome. Do that as well. You'll get my bonuses when you sign up through my link, and that includes The Art of Selling, which walks you through all of that. And more importantly, pairs perfectly with How to Not Be Salesy. So again, those kick off today if you're listening to this podcast the day that it drops. So make sure you get over there, check out all the education. Amanda Holloway, let me pull up the website so I'm giving you the right information. This is real time, folks. Tons and tons of industry leaders that you will learn from, individuals like Amanda Holloway, Tara Rochelle, Nikki Hufford, Josh Hanna, Lacey Carroll, Carissa Davis, tons of different people. And so make sure you get in there. Tons of amazing different topics: marketing, senior rep programs, lighting, editing, probably finance type stuff, obviously, because of sales and all that. So definitely check that out. And as always, if you haven't already subscribed, make sure to do that so you don't miss next week's episode with Andrew Funderburg, talking all about how you can help, or how he can help you make an extra 50K this year. So thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next Monday. Have a wonderful week ahead. We'll see you at CEO. And as always, take care. One of the things I discovered early on in photography is that working harder isn't what builds a successful business. In fact, after coaching hundreds of photographers in every market across the country, the number one trait that they all shared when they were struggling was working harder than ever in hopes that things would finally come together. It wasn't until they figured out how to implement the proper frameworks and strategies that their business took off. That's why I've created this free, on-demand video training series, the Intro to Senior Photography Crash Course, to help photographers who want to start or grow their businesses without spending years struggling trying to figure it out on their own. In this free training, I will teach you the steps you need to take that people like myself, along with hundreds of other photographers, have used to build their thriving senior photography business and be able to live the life they want to live. All you have to do is click the link in the show notes to unlock how to make that happen for you and your business and say yes to being the successful senior photographer you've always dreamed of being.